following is a rebroadcast of a show originally aired on WFMU and edited for rebroadcast on Waveform's WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio in New York's Upper Hudson Valley, streaming online at waveform.org/listen.
Swanson turkey dinner.
Turkey.
It's really flaky. Little potatoes, little gravy.
The peas are the best. They're so crispy.
The turkey is always very moist.
I'm talking only about Swanson. The Swanson turkey dinner.
Turkey. It's really flaky and tender the way turkey is supposed to be.
Oh, delicious.
Reminds me of Thanksgiving.
The quality is there. I love that Swanson combination.
20,000%.
I always come back. The Swanson.
It's safer than having me cook.
When you're not home cooking turkey dinner, Swanson is.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving.
California pocket gopher. San Diego pocket gopher, synonymous with the southern pocket gopher. Humboldt Bay pocket gopher, synonymous with the broad-headed pocket gopher. Los Baños pocket gopher, synonymous with the San Joaquin pocket gopher. Fresno pocket gopher. Digger Pine pocket gopher. Red Bluff pocket gopher. Fisher pocket gopher. Owens Lake pocket gopher, synonymous with the Owens Valley pocket gopher. Panamint pocket gopher. Lone Pine pocket gopher, synonymous with the Golden pocket gopher. Imperial Valley pocket gopher. Palm Springs. Pocket gopher. Synonymous with the pallid pocket gopher. And the pale-colored pocket gopher. Sabazon pocket gopher. Tawny pocket gopher. Synonymous with the dark-colored pocket gopher. San Bernardino Mountain pocket gopher. Mount Whitney pocket gopher. Synonymous with the alpine pocket gopher. California pocket gopher. San Diego pocket gopher. Synonymous with the southern pocket gopher. Humboldt Bay pocket gopher. Synonymous with the broad-headed pocket gopher. Los Baños pocket gopher. Synonymous with the San Joaquin pocket gopher. Fresno pocket gopher. Digger Pine pocket gopher. Red Bluff pocket gopher. Fisher pocket gopher. Owens Lake pocket gopher. Synonymous with the Owens Valley pocket gopher. Panamint pocket gopher. Lone Pine pocket gopher. California pocket gopher. San Diego pocket gopher. Synonymous with the southern pocket gopher. Humboldt Bay pocket gopher. Synonymous with the broad-headed pocket gopher. Los Baños pocket gopher. Synonymous with the San Joaquin pocket gopher. Fresno pocket gopher. Digger Pine pocket gopher. Red Bluff pocket gopher. Fisher pocket gopher. Owens Lake pocket gopher. Synonymous with the Owens Valley pocket gopher. Panamint pocket gopher. Lone Pine pocket gopher. Synonymous with the Golden pocket gopher. Imperial Valley pocket gopher. Palm Springs pocket gopher. Synonymous with the Palace pocket gopher.
When I step outside to a beautiful morning where the trees are all wagging, my head flag waving, the scenery raging, my love flock cascading in the smog haze over everything.
When I'm outside in a real good mood, you could almost forget about all the other things. Like a big old ominous cloud in my periphery. And
Flavor that you need. Now I want to make just a couple more, and then my butter should be melted. done. Like and you notice that the butter is just browning now. I want you to come in a little farther, right? At this minute, because the ravioli is going to go in here. And you can see that these are floating and they're ready to go. And you're going to pop them right into the butter. Making sure you strain all the water from the spoon. And do this as quickly as possible.
Don't want to talk about
that goes in there. Pop these on too. A little flatter. Also, what's nice about these is they're beautiful. I'm struggling
with my songs. They do the same thing too. And I crunch them up in headphones too. Why wouldn't you? You could say I hear you on several levels that are decibels.
Remove your butter from the heat. You don't want
to. Over everything.
I've got to try one. These white Italian kidney beans are going to be the base for the filling of the ravioli. Pop those in there. Now, to this, I want to add a couple things for flavor. First of all, 3 tablespoons. I'm going to shake this up first. A balsamic vinaigrette. What's great about these ravioli too is they're
really more
sweet. Now, with the teaspoon, I just want you to put about a half a teaspoon into the center of the wrapper. And I'm going to keep a damp towel next to me so that I can use my fingers and then wipe them off. Because how you see these wrappers is just a little bit of water on the edges of these. Now, with the teaspoon. Now, this is my second batch. I have my first batch all through.
This is Radio Ravioli. This is very serious music. Perhaps too serious.
Sweet, sweet haven, must love us. We the people of sweet heaven. Hooray, hooray, sweet heaven. Flags are waving. Lord, people for mercy, sail from democracy. Sweet of the melon tree, good cure for you
the filling of the ravioli. Pop those in there. Now, to this, I want to add a couple things for flavor. First of all, 3 tablespoons, let me shake this up first, of balsamic vinaigrette. This has all those delicious Persian spices in it. Then I'm going to put in a teaspoon of Italian seasoning. Now, this is rosemary, sage, thyme, parsley, basil, everything you could want is right in this one little jar. Then a half a cup of grated Parmesan. And then you're going to want to crack 1 egg and put that in here, because that's going to be a perfect binder. But make sure you do it in a little cup first, because if you get a shell in here, it's going to be difficult to get it out. Okay, the lid goes nice and clear. And you just want to pull this together. And that's how you make filling in just 1 minute. Now, Mario and his restaurant would make all the pastas from scratch, but we're going to do it the semi-homemade way. This is in the Asian section of your grocery store. Wonton wrappers. These are the exact same things as regular pasta and super simple. Now, I have this as a wet, damp paper towel on top of here because these dry out really quickly, so be careful and keep them covered. But let me lay a couple out for you. Just like this. This is going to save you so much time, but they're super thin, so make sure you separate them and you don't get 2 wrappers in one. What's great about these wrappers, too, is you can use them savory or sweet. Now, with a teaspoon, I just want you to put about a half a teaspoon into the center of the wrapper, and I keep a damp towel next to me so that I can use my fingers and then wipe them off, because how you seal these wrappers is just a little bit of water on the edges of these.
Take 7.
Now, this is my second batch. I have my first batch already in boiling water. That takes about 3 to 5 minutes to cook up. But these, I want to go ahead and get them sealed and on my tray. You're just taking water here to seal them on one half of the ravioli, just like this. And then come in here and take these and fold them so they get nice and sticky. Fold it right into a triangle and just press it down. And you have instant raviolis. This is a great dinner. It's fun to get those kids in the kitchen helping you. You can get something good and delicious in them. Now I want to get these onto my tray. Now, normally you want to make these in batches about 6 to 8 at a time before you put them into the water. But I want to get my brown butter and caper sauce going. All you're going to need is a stick of butter and heat your pan slightly, not too hot because you don't want to burn your butter. Just brown it. And this is going to give your ravioli a wonderful nutty flavor. And it's going to taste like Mario was in your kitchen himself. Which, by the way, when you see Mario's kitchen, can I tell you something? This is where chefs go to heaven. It is the most beautiful place in the world. I've never seen any place like it. So that's 2 tablespoons of capers and then a half a teaspoon of Italian seasoning. That gives you all the flavor that you need. Now, I want to make just a couple more, and then my butter should be melted. I can get those other raviolis in there and into my tummy. My first batch is done, and notice that the butter is just browning now. I want you to put in a little parsley right at this minute, because the ravioli is going to go in here now, and you can see that these are floating and they're ready to go. And you're going to pop them right into the butter, making sure that you strain all the water with a slotted spoon. And do this as quickly as possible.
Oh,
that goes in there. And all you need here is just to stir this in the brown butter sauce. It's all you're doing is just covering them in the brown butter. And be gentle with them because they are fragile. And they're ready. It's just that fast. And I must say that Mario will be very proud of me and he'll be very proud of you if you make this at home. And you'll love this recipe. Pop these onto a little platter. Also, what's nice about these is they're beautiful to serve. Remember, we eat first with our eyes, then with our nose, and then with our palate. Mom, that is some good looking dish. Remove your butter from the heat. You don't want it to burn. I've got to try one of these. Now I'm a little bit of salt here.
Sweet of
taste test time.
Tree put here for you and me. We're all sweet. Sweet, sweet heaven. God must love us.
Whenever I think about traditional Italian food, I always think about something that's elegant and sophisticated, something that's just rich and delicious that melts in your mouth. But a lot of those dishes, they take a whole day to make, but not with semi-homemade. I'm going to start out with some luscious gnocchi with chicken or roast garlic and a gorgonzola cream, and then a delicious zucchini oreganata. And a pasta is next, and you are not even going to believe how easy this is to make. And for dessert, a mocha nut cream cup. This is rich and delicious. Now, of course, you can't forget about cocktail time, so it's cappuccinis, because cappuccino is everyone's favorite. My tablescape is just as beautiful. So welcome to Semi-Homemade, where everything is quick and everything is easy. I'm Sandra Lee. I'll see you in the kitchen. Now, this gnocchi is already pre-made in your grocery store. You can buy it in the refrigerated section of the grocery store where they sell the other pastas, or it's actually available in the Italian section of the grocery store right in line. Now to this, I just want to add half a container of my gorgonzola cheese. And this is like a blue cheese. It's crumbly and it's delicious. It's an unskimmed cow's milk. It's very rich and very delicious. One of my favorite cheeses. Welcome back. I'm Sandra Lee and it's cocktail time. Now, this is the easiest cocktail you'll probably ever see me make. In fact, the only cocktail that you could serve easier than this would be a glass of wine. I'm just going to put some ice into just my shaker. And this is just a pre-made cappuccino in a little jar. You can buy it in the grocery store or just about anywhere. And then one part of vodka. And then you just want to give this a very good shake because you want it to foam up. The frothy part is part of this cocktail.
Sweet.
Now take the top off.
You know, everybody needs to have
somebody.
Even if it's only me. So stop your crying, sweetie, and try to go to sleep. I don't know how you just got here.
And although this cocktail is super simple to make, it is not short on flavor. See, you can have something sophisticated and something elegant that's not a big deal and that is not totally time-consuming, just like my tablescape. Come with me, I want to show you that.
Start again.
Or it's actually available in the Italian section of the grocery store.
There you go.
Grocery store, you can buy it in the refrigerated section, and everything is easy. I'm Sandra Lee. I'll see you in the kitchen. Now, where they sell the other pastas, or it's actually available in the Italian section of the grocery store right in line. Now to this, I just want to add half a container of my gorgonzola cheese. And this is like a blue cheese. It's crumbly,
even if it's
and it's delicious. It's an unskimmed cow's milk. It's very rich and very delicious. One of my favorite cheeses. Welcome back. I'm Sandra Lee, and it's cocktail time. Now, this is the easiest cocktail you'll probably ever see me make. In fact, the only cocktail that you could serve easier than this would be a glass of wine. I'm just going to put some ice into just my shaker. And this is just a pre-made cappuccino in a little jar. You can buy it in the grocery store or just about anywhere. And then one part of vodka.
So don't you cry, little sweetie.
And then you just want to give this a very good shake because you want it to foam up. The frothy part is part of this cocktail.
And the biggest tears I ever seen from the eyes of
a mother. Now take the top off.
So go to
sleep,
sleepy. Tell me what you see. Now someday when you're older, I'll tell you all about me.
And although this cocktail is super simple to make, it is not short on flavor. See, you can have something sophisticated and something elegant that's not a big deal and that is not totally time-consuming, just like my tablescape. Come with me, I want to show you that. Look at how gorgeous this is with all the beautiful blues that are accented with this burgundy. Down a beautiful plate. This is large enough to be a charger,
everybody,
but it's going to be a dinner plate. And on top of that, a gorgeous plate. This is a leaf plate for my gnocchi service. Now I want to talk to you for and everything is elegant and beautiful, but it was easy, and that's how it is here at Semi Homemade. I want you to remember to keep it simple, keep it smart, keep it sweet, and up. Cocktail is super simple to make. It is not short on flavor. See, you can have something sophisticated and something elegant that's not a big deal and that is not totally time consuming, just like my tablescape. Come with me, I want to show you that. Look at how gorgeous this is with all the beautiful blues that are accented with this burgundy. Put down a beautiful plate. This is large enough to be a charger, but it's going to be a dinner plate. And on top of that, a gorgeous plate. This is a leaf plate for my gnocchi service. Now I want to talk to you for and everything is elegant and beautiful, but it was easy, and that's how it is here at Semi Homemade. I want you to remember to keep